This is St. Louis Public Radio. Almost 1 year ago, the Washington family made local and national headlines when they found themselves at the center of a racial profiling controversy. Teddy Washington was one of 10 incoming black Washington University students suspected of leaving and not paying for their food at a Clayton Road IHOP. St. Louis Public Radio is collaborating with Before Ferguson, Beyond Ferguson to tell stories of generations of families navigating to achieve their American dream. The story was produced in partnership with the Pulitzer Center. As a part of the series, St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis met with the Washington family as they reflected on last year's incident.
On an afternoon in late June, Teddy Washington is sitting at his family's kitchen table in Pasadena Hills, about 10 miles away from Clayton, where he and 9 other African-American students were stopped by police officers after attending a concert on a Friday night last July.
We took the Metrolink back into Clayton. We were trying to decide what to eat, and one of the only places that's open at that time of night is IHOP. So we went in there. We all enjoyed a kind of late kind of breakfast, dinner kind of situation.
It was close to midnight when the students left the restaurant and stopped at a nearby CVS. They walked along Brentwood Boulevard, heading back to the Metrolink station. That's when Clayton police confronted the group of students to ask if they were the perpetrators of a reported dine and dash at that same IHOP.
The emotions, I think it was mostly shock, but it's that initial adrenaline rush that you kind of freeze, because you just kind of freeze. So that's probably how I could explain it.
After some of the students showed the police their receipts, the group all walked back to the restaurant to prove they had paid. That's when IHOP employees told the officers that Washington and the others were not the people who had left without paying. When news of what happened spread, many in the community accused Clayton police of racial profiling, including leaders, faculty, and students at WashU. As a result, Clayton officials apologized for its response and met with the WashU students, their family members, and faculty. But a year later, the incident still lingers on the minds of the Washingtons. Teddy's father, Theo Washington, says he remembers the moment when he learned of the police stop vividly.
We actually found out a Tuesday afternoon with an email from Dean Wild, Washington University, alerting us what happened. So we had no idea that night, and once we heard about it, we talked to Teddy to make sure he was okay.
Theo Washington says he believes the incident was an example of racial profiling. Although he says he's been a victim of profiling before, the incident still took him off guard. With several family members serving as police officers, the family has a generally positive opinion of law enforcement. Teddy says the experience caused him to think about the way he defines his own privilege growing up as a middle-class African-American.
It's interesting because Teddy talked about feeling privileged, which is amazing to me, really, and it's a blessing.
That's Denise Washington, Teddy's mother.
The one, I guess if you want to call it a privilege, I had when I was in high school, was the fact that my uncle was chief of police. So it was like I took comfort in that.
The incident sparked several changes for the Clayton Police Department, including the introduction of more regular sensitivity training sessions. The Washington family says the discussions with the police department were effective, but they want to see dialogue on race-related issues continuing. Teddy Washington hopes having those discussions about the incident will spark more changes.
I think it brought reality to those situations. It made me keenly aware that there are things that we need to fix as far as relationships with black people and police. And there is a responsibility that comes with having those interactions and doing something to change them.
Clayton officials said last year they mishandled the situation and that the meeting with the students, family members, and WashU faculty was emotionally powerful and transformative. I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.